Coming up this Saturday afternoon, there is a community effort to help clean up Ketchikan Creek. And here to tell us more about this effort by a group called Coast Busters is we have Bo Dale and Brooke Ratzett. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. And so tell us a little bit first about Coast Busters. What is that group?
Yeah, we're a group that started, I guess, 4 years ago now. And we meet regularly to clean up the beach, and then we do some bigger events like Ketchikan Creek cleanup, and we've done some outlying cleanups on Pennock, that sort of thing.
Helm Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this is just more like an informal group of friends. It's not a, you know, established nonprofit or a big organization or anything along those lines.
Correct.
Yeah, we just kind of keep it loosey-goosey, and we're just a volunteer group doing good.
Okay, and you explain, I guess maybe you mentioned Helm Bay. What are some of the projects you work on or have been working on the last 4 years?
Well, I know Brooke goes to her local beaches around South Point Higgins, you could consider regularly. In fact, I know that last time we were on here, we discussed that you had a tally of the number of days you'd been cleaning up, and I know that it reached well over 100, so I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't have that tally anymore, but I remember you were into the triple digits of local beach cleanups there in your South Point Higgins neighborhood, specifically, you know, the main beach, but then also you noticed that Logjam Beach, right, as you call it, right there across from Strawberry, I think some people might call it Strawberry Beach too, just being down there with your kids and exercising, being outside, you noticed that there was a problem there.
Yeah, absolutely. It was actually my son, who's now 12. He told me that there was some styrofoam down there, mm-hmm. and I kept kind of ignoring him, as one does when they're a parent. And it turned out that, you know, I finally went down there, and there was about, I think there was like 15 of those log-sized styrofoam blocks.
Yeah,
and they had dissipated to the effect that it appeared that there was about 6 inches of snow down there, and so we
just loose styrofoam in the root wads and anywhere that any flotsam can reach.
It was horrible, and that was really the start of Coast Busters, and we've been cleaning up from there. That's opened our eyes to a big problem. That's worldwide, and is also a problem for Alaska. So we're doing our best to do our little piece and you know, pick at it.
And I think often we are kind of blinded to it being out there. We're just, you know, you just walk down the beach with blinders. You're not sitting there looking for it. But once you actually start looking for it, it's amazing how much you see, both on roadsides or at the beaches or wherever.
Yeah, right. The ditches are another issue. You know, that stuff doesn't just float up into the ditch. People are throwing it out their window, and we won't get into that today.
And fortunately, we do have some adopt-a-highway things.
Sure.
And it sounds like you sort of have adopted some of the creeks and beaches here.
One of my favorite things about Coast Busters is just how informal it is. And it's just people that see a problem, and they just try to get together and create a network of friends and like-minded individuals that, you know, are up to spend some of their free time on a nice day picking up some garbage. And at the end of the day, you look at that big pile of trash and it makes you feel good.
Okay. And for several years, you've been having an event at Ketchikan Creek, and you're doing that again this year.
Yeah, it was actually Bo who came to me 3 years ago and said that he likes to spend a lot of time fishing in the creek, and he saw a problem, and we worked on a solution. And so this is our third year doing it. We've been really lucky to have a great turnout the last 2 years. We've hit almost 30 people, so let's see 40 this year.
Nice.
Yeah. And
about 600 pounds of trash each pickup, I believe, is what we added up.
And do you know where this is all coming from? I mean, are people just tossing it over the rail, or well, it's...
That's one thing. I remember the first year we picked up a lot of garbage that was from residential neighborhoods where, you know, bears got a hold of people's trash and drug it off into the weeds. And, you know, then it finds its way in the creek. And next thing you know, it's in the ocean and Brooke's picking it up on the beach at South Point Higgins. So this was like a preemptive strike. It, you know, try to get the trash before it even gets out there to where it's on the beach. And, you know, hey, it's just one starfish at a time. You know, you can't get them all, but might as well get one or two.
Yeah, or 600 pounds of it. And that's the thing with marine debris. It all starts somewhere, and it just follows the water, right? You know, it might be in your yard one minute. The wind catches it, and then the rain washes it right down into the creek. And then it's on the beach or in the belly of a seagull.
And that's true. I've seen so much, you know, you see so much thing getting windswept by you
Exactly.
And it ends up somewhere.
I remember last year we noticed that there was a TV in the creek below one of the bridges. And I saw that on a walk, you know, 1 or 2 weeks before the cleanup. And so we, you know, I kept an eye out for that. And somebody found it about 100 yards down from where I had seen it. And, yep, we got a bunch of pieces of this broken up TV. And right now there's a bicycle down there. So we're going to be keeping an eye out for that bicycle. And we'll probably get it. And so, yeah, it's just, like I say, you can't get everything, but you can get what you can get. And it's just a great way to spend a day. I've never been unsuccessful when I go seeking garbage to pick up.
Which is sad, isn't it?
It is, but hey, you know what?
But you're doing, yeah.
Whatever, we can always look at the silver lining, and it's a catalyst for me to get out there and do something that, you know, warms my heart at the end of the day, and I think a lot of people can relate to that.
So it's coming up this Saturday, and what is there, like, a weather permitting, or what will happen?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Bo and I were just discussing that. I think we're not going to look too far ahead because, as we all know, there's always something different on the horizon when it comes to weather. But the reality is there'll be something for us to do. If for some reason the creek is too flooded, then we'll clean up otherwise.
Too frozen.
Or if there's snow on the ground, we can do some shoveling. There's going to be something.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put your body to work.
Yeah. You know, yeah. We'll work around it. We're hardy Alaskans, right?
If someone wants to help and participate, do they need to sign up? Just show up? What do they need to do?
Yeah, you'll need to show up. You'll definitely want to be there at 1 or a little before that. We're going to talk about a game plan when you meet. And then it would be great, of course, you know, wear whatever you have. But if you have waders and are willing to, you know, go up to your knees in the creek, that is an awesome thing for us.
There's definitely an opportunity there.
But if you are in a situation where getting down into the water or even the creek bed is doesn't make sense for you, we have plenty of work just on the road. Mm-hmm. So wherever you're at with your gear and your body, come and we're going to have a job for you.
Okay, so you don't have to be in the creek. You can walk the road.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, okay. There's a lot of debris that just gets picked up off the banks and even, you know, just above the banks. If you see the litter, you go where it's at.
And we'll also need people just collecting the bags, handing out bags.
Mm-hmm. And so I'll have a couple pickup trucks organized probably by the Deer Mountain Hatchery is where we're going to be basing those. And then we might have a couple sites where you bring debris and we'll come around and collect it at the end of the day. But we can discuss all that when the effort shows up and get coordinated. I do know Brooke has a Facebook page. Coastbusters, is it Ketchikan Coastbusters?
It's just Coastbusters.
Interesting, that wasn't taken.
I know, right?
Right.
It's such a clever name.
Yeah, right. So this, you can stay posted on Coastbusters on Facebook, and you know we'll be discussing what's going to happen and the weather as it develops.
We also have an Instagram, and that one is KTN Coastbusters. On there. So if Instagram is your social media of choice, we've got you covered there too.
And where do you meet?
We are meeting at the Totem Heritage Museum bus parking area.
It's worked the last couple of years, and we're not going to mess with what works.
It's a larger area. So
yeah, and people have managed to find it, and it's been a success, so we're going to keep going with that.
And I believe when I talked to you earlier, you said if you can, bring a bucket.
Hmm. Yeah, buckets are great.
Yeah.
If you have one, bring it. You know, we'll also have bags, so you can use that to collect as well. Gloves are a great thing to have as a bare minimum.
Pretty important. Gloves, rain gear, enough layers to stay warm. The weather, if we can trust the forecast I looked at, it's supposed to maybe warm up, precipitate, snow, rain, and then have some more beautiful days like today. So, there could be some obstacles to work through, but we're going to make the effort.
Okay, excellent. Anything else that you want to add?
I just wanted to say afterwards, after the cleanup, we'll be meeting at Deer Mountain Hatchery. They have offered to give us warm drinks. So I was wondering about that.
Like,
we'll have
coffee and tea, and
we'll also gather there to take our group picture, which is a great part of what we do. We try to assemble around all the trash for our end of the day triumphant picture. So we're excited to see you there.
Okay. And so that's from 1 until?
So 1 until 3.
1 until 3. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brooke Ratzett and Bo Dale. Again, that cleanup coming up this Saturday, 1 p.m., and you meet at the Totem Heritage Center parking lot in the bus zone.